Hi, can I speak to Sharon Stevens, please?
Speak ahead.
Hi, Sharon. My name is Michael. I'm calling from MMA Legal. I think I spoke to you yesterday. Are you okay?
No.
Fantastic. Sharon, I'm a senior investigator here at MMA. I was wondering if you had a quick 5 minutes with me just so I can go over a few bits on your case.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Fantastic.
Sorry, I'm a bit choked up with this pause. I sound a bit funny.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just saying I've got a bit of a cold, so I sound a bit hung
up. Oh, okay. Okay, no, sorry to hear that. Sharon, just to let you know, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. My job here as an investigator is to not drag up or go over your statements with you. You've done that. I don't need to go over them again with you. I don't want to drag you back through them. My job is more to find out how your time in care has affected you into your adulthood. Whether that be sort of like suffers with anxiety, some depression, any sort of alcohol or substance abuse, that we can tie back to obviously you being in care and the past and the history that you have. Is that okay?
Okay, that's fine.
Fantastic. Have you had any issues with depression, Sharon?
Yeah. So suffered quite badly with depression and anxiety.
Okay.
And I've got to take medication for it.
Okay. And anxiety. Okay. Are you currently taking medication?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't need to know your medication just now because, with your permission, I'm going to write to your GP. I'm not going to tell them why I'm writing, but I will request all of your medical data, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Have you had any sort of issues with alcohol or any substance?
Not really, no.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a really taxing question, Sharon, and I apologise. Have you ever tried to take your own life?
Yeah, I have been quite suicidal at times.
Okay.
But I've not actually obviously done it, I'm sure.
Yeah, of course, but have you...
It's documented, yeah.
Sorry, Sharon, I missed that bit.
I see, yeah, I have spoke to my doctor about it too.
Okay. Okay. So I'm just going to get your GP's details, if that's okay.
Okay, so it's St. Leonard's Medical Centre.
St. Leonard's.
Edinburgh, I'm not sure the exact address.
No, it's okay. I'll get you that. I'll get all that info for you.
All right. Sorry, I was doing an online training thing, so on my phone I've just paused it, so I can't even come out yet, or I've got to start right at the beginning of the
day. No, I'll get all of the information. You just point me in the direction, and I'll go and get it.
Yeah, so St. Leonard's Medical Centre, Edinburgh.
Edinburgh. Okay. Have you had any sort of hospital treatment for your depression?
Yeah, so I had a bad stomach ulcer that I wasn't even aware that I had due to all the stress last year.
What was that again, Sharon? Say that again for me, please.
So I had a bad stomach ulcer due to the high amount of stress that I've been living through last year that I didn't even know that I had. Okay. And they minded that quite critically ill.
Yeah, they're bad, aren't they?
Yeah, because I didn't even know I had it, and they kept telling me for 3 weeks after it burst, there was nothing wrong with me.
could cause sepsis, couldn't it, I believe?
Yes, but I was rushed straight into the theatre and...
What was the hospital you went to?
It was the Royal Infirmary in Edinburgh.
Okay. With your permission again, Sharon, I'd like to write to the Royal Infirmary in Edinburgh, NHS Trust, so I can get your medical records from then.
Yeah, that's fine.
What we're trying to do, Sharon, is build a picture of how your time in care has followed you and has affected your adult life. What we'll then do is once I have all of that information, we'll go through all of the information together. All the information from the three care settings that you've gave us, Mills Park, Moor House, Oxgang Children's Home, along with your medical records. We'll go right through all of your statements again, make sure that we haven't missed anything out. What I may ask, Sharon, and it's entirely up to you, and it is totally optional, is we may take what we call a witness statement, which is somebody close to you who's seen the impact of your depression, of your anxiety.
I've not, there's only my children, and I don't tell them anything.
Okay, no, that's fine. Like I said, it is totally optional.
And I've got two children, I've protected them from all this. I've not discussed any of it with them.
Okay. Well, that's totally fine. We don't need to do that. Like I said, it is totally optional. From your medical records, the records that we have, what we will get for you from the local authorities to your care settings, we will have a very, obviously, very strong case anyway. So would you like me to send you copies of all of the information I receive, Sharon?
Yeah, by email, though. I don't want
to come in
post.
No. I'll make sure it comes to you by email. Once all copies.
To be honest as well, I've never actually, said to my doctor this is because I've been in care, but I have been going through it.
Yeah, no, that's fine. It doesn't... Whether you tell them that you're depressed or why you're depressed or, we can still tie that back to you being your childhood. Everything that happens to you in your younger years has a massive effect on your adulthood, if you like. So the fact that you've got anxiety, the fact that you've got depression, we can tie that into your time and what happened to you in your younger years. I'll make sure that by email, I'll make sure I put a note there, Sharon, you haven't told anyone. Email as she wants to protect her family. Okay. So what happens once I get all the information back? Like I said before, I'll come back to you, Sharon. We have this, this, and this from here, here, and here. Let's go through everything together. We'll go through all these statements. We'll submit to the Scottish Redress all of our findings. We'll then wait for a panel date after a panel that will adjudicate your claim. And we'll then hopefully get an offer, which you will obviously be privy to. You'll be in discussion with our lead solicitor, Matt Bell. He will advise you whether to take the offer, or we may be able to get some more here. And then obviously we'll go from there.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Fantastic. Do you have any questions about that process?
Not really, not just now.
Okay, perfect. What I do need to do, Sharon, is obviously due to the nature of these calls, due to the nature of this claim type, if you like, I just have to go back and reaffirm a few bits with you all around our funding and different funding options for you. Just to make sure that you're happy and you understand exactly where you, how you got here. So just to let you know, Sharon, you could apply for Scottish redress yourself. So that is you as a as an individual without a law firm, you could apply to Scottish redress. Obviously, you know, it would then be up to you to get your own information if you so wish to do that. And then obviously it's then down, you know, probably trusting that they're going to give you a fair value for what you've been through. So that's an option. There are other law firms out there you can go to and work with that won't charge you any fees, but they take what's called the government legal fee from Scottish government, from the Scottish government, and they are paid £2,000 whether you win, lose or draw. So I can't comment on how they work. What I do know and what I can comment is we have refused that scheme. We don't want to take a handout from the government. We want to enter into a fee agreement with you on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if you don't win, we don't win either. We don't get paid. So we kind of have skin in your game, if you like.
Yeah.
It's a genuine no-win, no-fee, Sharon. So if you obviously win, you pay us 20%. Which is, our fees are capped at 20%. That's including any VAT or any VAT. So you'll never pay us more than 20%. And if we don't win this case for you, if you don't get any sort of payout, you will never owe us any money.
Yeah, I understand all that.
Is that okay?
So yeah, that's fine.
Do you understand the three separate options?
Yeah.
Sharon? Okay.
Yeah.
Are you still happy to go with ourselves?
Yeah.
Would you like some time to think about it?
No, no, I'm so happy to go ahead for your company.
Perfect. Just to let you know, Sharon, that you do have a 14-day wait cooling off period from the time you sign the document. All that does is your case will be on hold until that time. You do have the right to waive the 14-day. What that means is obviously we can get started on your case as soon as possible. Would you like to keep the 14-day or would you like to waive the 14-day, Sharon, to tell
you? Just wait the 14 days and just go ahead with it.
Perfect. Excellent. What I'll do, Sharon, is I'll get you a letter out in the next couple of days, maybe next week, with all my contact details or any after-hour numbers, anything, you know, if you're struggling mentally, you can give us a call. We're all trauma-trained. If you need us for any, there's no silly questions here. There's no silly calls. Just call us whenever you need to, okay?
We're
with you, Sharon, so we're on the other end of a call for you.
Yeah, I just, before you put the claim in, I'd like for everything to be gone over because there's quite a lot that just keeps coming to mind. And
yeah,
I think we should have said that. So I would like just for you to quickly run over it with me.
No, I won't quickly run over it with you, Sharon. I'll do that. I'm going to be speaking to you every few weeks. This isn't going to be a quick turnaround. These institutions don't get us the information back quick, even though we absolutely harm them and threaten them with legal proceedings. It's not a quick turnaround, but I will be speaking to you every few weeks, adding to your statements. And once we get all of the information back, me and you will go through it with a fine-tooth comb. And we'll add as much as we possibly can for you.
Right, that's fine. So do I need to sign a document allowing you to have access to my medical files?
No, we've already got it. You signed what's called a letter of agreement.
Right, so you've got that already.
A letter of authority, sorry. A deed of agreement with us, sorry. So that means, yeah, we can request this information on your behalf.
Right, that's fine.
Okay. Well, any other questions, Sharon?
No, at the moment. I think you've covered everything.
Okay. If you need me, just give me a call, Sharon. If I can't answer, because I'll be on a client call, just leave me a message. My name's Michael. I'll get back to you as soon as I possibly can. If not, I'll give you a call back in a few weeks' time and let you know how I'm getting on.
Okay, that's great.
Perfect.
Right,
lovely speaking
you.
To you, Sharon. Thank you very much.
You
enjoy
too.
The rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you, Sharon. Bye now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.